Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM time once again for Town Talk today, the second of a two-part conversation with Clerk Kathy Sear about voting in the municipal election.
Let's continue on with the voting process for those who are going to do it by phone or by computer at home. What do they need to do? How do they actually vote?
The letter will provide you with the toll-free number that you would call to vote for an individual through the telephone, or it will give you the option to vote online, and you're given the web address that you need to enter on your computer, and then you'll be prompted to enter your date of birth, your full name with your first name, your middle names, your last name, your residency address, your PIN number, and that's how you would be able to vote.
I know sometimes the internet can be a little flaky in this area. What happens if you lose phone service, if the internet connection is disrupted? What happens if you're in the middle of this process and you lose connection?
So, for example, if you're on the telephone, it's very rare that you will lose connection, other than if you're on a cell phone and you're in an area where cell service isn't that great. The suggestion would be is to try again when you're in a location where your signal is much stronger. With respect to on the e-voting system and you lose connection or you time out, just close your browser, open a new one, and try again. You should be able to continue off where you were or start over.
And luckily, there isn't a large amount of things people will need to go through. We're only voting for councillors.
That's right. And so you can vote for one or up to four members of council.
Once you vote, either by phone or online, can that be changed?
If you've already voted and you've confirmed your vote, no, you cannot go back. Unless you only voted for one person and you want to go back in and vote for more, then yes, you can vote for additional individuals.
Somewhat like a paper ballot in the sense that once you're done, but it does leave that option if you want to choose one initially and you needed a little more time to think about the other two or three, you can wait a bit longer and then finish that up.
That's correct.
What can people do if they're not going to be in town during this voting period?
There are a couple of options. If you know that you're going to be away during that period, you can inform the municipality. We can cancel the PIN number or deactivate the PIN number that was sent to your home address. We can issue a new PIN number and mail it to the location where you're going to be. If there is not enough time for an individual to receive a letter, let's say that they're going to be vacationing in South America and there's no way that they'll receive the letter on time, they can call the office and speak with one of the election officials. We have two individuals that are assigned that can issue PIN numbers over the telephone. However, you will be screened during your call, so there'll be a number of questions posed to the individual to verify their identity, and only those individuals would know the answers to those questions.
Fair safeguards to prepare.
Yes.
All right.
That's correct.
You mentioned earlier that there are going to be some in-person options. What is being offered in that sense?
So what we have decided to do is offer in-person voting or help stations. So during the voting period, for example, Monday to Friday, the town hall is open for individuals who want to come here and they can vote, I guess you can say, in person, but it will be online. And we do have staff here that can help you, walk you through the process, and show you how to maneuver through our computer to vote online.
So you're able to vote in a location in case you don't have phone or internet service. You can't vote that way yourself. It's not that you're offering a paper ballot option.
There is no paper ballot option, but they do have the ability to come here and an individual can be provided with the equipment so that they can vote.
Are there any other special events or anything happening to give people an opportunity to vote or assist with
them? So what we've decided to do is, like I had mentioned earlier, is that we're going to have the voting help stations. Some of the locations will be where individuals can stop in at that location and receive assistance from election officials if they need it. At the Senior Center on October 13th from 1 to 3. The Lady Dunn Health Center on October 15th from 9 until noon. The Mountain View Apartments on October 15th from 1 to 4. The new Seniors Complex on October the 19th from 9 until 11. And then we're also going to have another one at the Community Center on October the 19th from 1 until 3. And then again, of course, on election day, the voter help station will be located at the community center only during the hours of 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. And that's on voting day only. Other than that, the town hall is open Monday to Friday from 8:30 to 4:30. And we do have individuals here that can help you during the voting period.
All right. And the election day is October 24th, which is a Monday.
That is correct.
And because of this electronic voting, your results are quite quick to be able to be released.
Yes, we have hired a third party to receive the results of the election. So we hired KPMG, which is our municipal auditors out of Sault Ste. Marie. They will receive the results. Once they have them, then those results will be forwarded to me after the close of the polls.
If anyone has any other questions, needs a bit more information, where can they go? What should they do?
Well, I would suggest that they stop by the town office Monday to Friday between the hours of 8:30 and 4:30 p.m., or they can call the town office and speak with one of the election officials. The phone number here at the town hall is 705-856-2244 and press 0. Someone will be here to assist anyone who requires any type of assistance with regard to our election or answer any questions that anyone may have.
Once again, that is Clerk Kathy Sear joining us for Town Talker at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.